nice little relax, and I'm ready to party!
Smooth, gentlemen, move! Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Good morning, Brizzy. I am so pumped for this weekend, Sarah. It's
me
so
too.
Exciting.
Is it because you're back from camping?
Yes, it is. I'm covered head to toe in midgy bites, but, you know, it's just the way we live life.
Well, if anybody can pull off midgy bites, Lise, it's you.
How were your holidays? Where did you go?
Dubbo.
Is that like Dubai?
Yeah, it's Dubbo.
Yeah,
we went down to the Dubbo Zoo on a family road trip, and I've got to tell you, like, there's nothing quite as bonding as a family road trip. In the way it's kind of like hellish, but in a great way.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, we discovered that my youngest daughter, who's nearly four, is actually travel sick, gets travel sickness.
Oh, that's fun on a 12-hour road trip.
We found out the hard way, actually, just outside Gundawindi. When she gave a little tell, she'd sort of been in the back seat making noises for about 40 minutes. Like, she was going like...
Oh, no.
And she's a bit of a character anyway. So we're like, can you just behave yourself back there? Just put your head down and go to sleep. And then she kind of, I ended up moving into the back seat, thank goodness. And she made a little cough. She's like,
oh.
I was like, oh, God, here we go. Got her hat as like wave after wave of travel sickness hit her. So that got dropped in a bin at Gundawindi. She also vomited at Gunnedah and Tamworth. And by that stage, we were giving her travel sickness meds that made her so drowsy that we'd have to check for a pulse in the back seat. Like, she was just out cold.
This sounds like the best holiday ever.
Yes. And then probably the best bonding moment, though, happened not at Dubbo Zoo or anywhere else. It was at a little town outside Dubbo called Gilgandra. I'd gone off to use the bathroom and I came back to find my husband and our two daughters just staring, watching a truck. And it was as pig carcasses were being walked from the back of the truck into the butcher. And we were just like circle of life.
I'm just making a mental note never to holiday with you, because that all sounds
very, very
disastrous.
No, it was a lot of fun, actually. It was cheap and cheerful. And if I hear the Sing soundtrack one more time, there's going to be hell to pay, I think.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Game of Suburbs.
Yes,
is
please.
Up, guys. 13, 10, 60. We're playing next. Little hint, we're staying close to the CBD, Sarah.
We are. I like
that's
the move
all.
You did there. And we're going east.
We're going east. That's all I'm telling them.
It's those two girls. Brisbane's hit 105, top to 33 degrees today. And was that, Sarah?
Well, we better tell them what number to call.
I did tell them what number to call. It's 13, 10, 60, Game
did
of
you?
Suburbs, Sarah.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Don't listen to me.
I don't. I was
offended.
Still stuck in Gilgandra and pig carcasses.
And exciting, we're getting into a hit. Exclusive Hit 105 hit mashup, thanks to Mr. DJ Konski.
Party people! Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
Okay, Brizzy, let's play this game. It's called Game of Suburbs. If you're not familiar with it, it's a game that Sarah and I made up, and basically it celebrates our beautiful suburbs of Brizzy. Now, we choose a suburb, you guys get to guess. You only get one clue per caller, though, and we are ruthless, and the clues are incredibly cryptic, okay? I'm just going to put it out there.
And by that, we mean that's a debatable topic. Okay. Now, I tell you what, winner is going to get four tickets to enjoy food, fun and flicks at American Express Open Air Cinemas. They're at the South Bank Parklands from October 6 to November 19. You can book now at openaircinemas.com.au, or hopefully you can win some tickets. Kayla from McDowell, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, are you ready for this clue?
Sure.
All right. There are two sides to every story, Kayla. This isn't the dark side.
Oh, that's terrible.
And by terrible, you mean incredibly, like, you know,
terrible.
Smart and cryptic.
No, I mean terrible.
I have no idea.
Well, take a guess.
Green floats?
It's a fair guess, but it's not correct.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, Anthea from North Lakes, are you ready for the second cryptic clue?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Here we go. There's a thorn in a park by its side.
Oh, my God.
Lise, we are kicking this out of the ballpark today.
We're on fire for River Fire.
Oh, a thorn in a park.
By its side.
A I'm just going to say... Oh.
Abby, you got buzzed out. It wasn't by us, Anthony. Hey, Raphael from Meadowbrook. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Okay, here we go. Is it a good morning or a bad morning on Wynnum Road? There's a lot riding on what you decide.
A morning side.
Oh, so good.
Oh, Raphael, he didn't even try.
Was that clue, though?
Oh, yeah, it's just the other one, the second one's like terrible, and the first one's like, oh my God, what's that? No idea. But yeah,
Raph, we don't want your opinion.
I know. I'm really feeling that there's a lot of mutual respect between our listeners and us this morning.
I know we asked for your opinion, but we actually didn't want it when you said that they were bad clues.
Hey,
but you've won.
Never mind, Raphael. You and three mates are off to the American Express Open Air Cinema. Congrats.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Okay, guys. Now, regular listeners will know that Sarah has, you've had a segment for many weeks called Nerdy McNerd. So Nerdy McNerd was a time in the show where Sarah would examine popular sayings and phrases in the English language and sort of give us their background.
Yep.
It was
amazing.
I don't know. This is the thing, because the producers and I were like, I think Nerdy McNerd has had its day. Let's put it to bed. And yeah, you huffed and puffed. And, you know, it's just the way it goes. Sometimes some segments go somewhere to die.
Well,
and
yes.
Nerdy McNerd
or
has...
sometimes I can't let things go and I just create a new twist.
What do you mean,
You've
got
to keep up with me. So today we're...
You're not bringing it back from the crypt, are you?
We're getting down and dirty with Dirty McDirt. Yes.
Please don't dance.
Yes. Facts about dirt, Lees. Facts about dirt.
You've taken Nerdy McNerd and changed it to Dirty McDirt.
Yes,
Are we for real?
If I can make a rhyme out of something, I can make a segment out of it. Now, here's
something.
So what
are you going to talk to me about?
Well, you're always hungry,
yes,
aren't
I am.
You? Right, now I've heard your little tummy bug grug give me a few gurgles since 6 a.m. this morning. Now, I'm going to tell you, geophagy is eating dirt.
Okay.
That's the name of it. And it's pretty common in tropical countries. So, for example, in Kenya, you can buy packets of earth in a range of flavours.
What?
In America, in Georgia, it's known for a particular quality of white dirt that you can buy. And quote unquote, someone said, the good stuff tastes real smooth, like a piece of candy.
Yeah, this is getting... Don't tick her. Don't give her a tick.
Tick. Is this ticking you off?
So much, you have no idea.
7 days ago, a Swiss farmer from...
Is this another dirt fact?
Yep, Yukon. Yukon.
Are we actually on radio?
Saw something glinting out of a molehill on his cherry orchard. I hate it when that
happens.
There's
so much wrong with that sentence.
And wound up digging up more than 4,000 coins from ancient Rome back in 294.
Was that it?
That's it.
That's terrible. I don't even know what you just said to me.
You've got acreage. You've got dirt. Why don't you just start looking under some piles?
Can I just question the fact that does Dirty McDirt even rhyme with Nerdy McNerd?
Well...
Because it doesn't in my book, so this is...
It does. It does.
Do you have something else?
Yeah, I do. I've got one more. So did you ever see the movie The Great Escape with Steve McQueen?
Yes, of course I did.
Yep. So you'd know then that it was a true story about Allied prisoners who were in a German camp that was supposed to be... absolutely unescapable.
Yes.
And the prisoners dug three tunnels to escape, and they dug it using tinned, you know, old cans of tins and stuff from their beds, and then they had to hide the dirt in their trousers.
Yes.
And can you tell me how they'd get rid of it, Liz?
They'd eat it.
No.
Like that diet you spoke to me about in the first boring fact.
No, they'd scatter it over the veggie patches so it wasn't noticeable.
And
they tunnelled their way out, three of them, to freedom.
Mm. Can someone turn her mic off? Because
I think you're hungry. I think you're hangry. You need some breakfast. I'm going to throw some dirt your way.
Yes. Don't give her a theme song. We're meant to be killing this segment.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
We're very fortunate to be speaking with Fortunato Fotti. He's the man responsible for tonight's River Fire fireworks spectacular that's happening in T-minus, oh, about 12 hours, I think.
Sarah, we're speaking to firework royalty here,
yes,
because the Fotti family are responsible for the biggest fireworks that happen around the globe. Fortunato, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. How are you?
Really well. How are you feeling for tonight? Are you ready?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm just having a little coffee at the moment and just relaxing a bit before we get back into it.
That all sounds very calm. Is it because your family's been involved in fireworks since 1793? I mean, gosh, what on earth were they letting off back then?
It was probably a bit more simple back then. Look, it's been in the family for a long time, and I'm seventh generation. My girls are up here as well at the moment. They're doing it, so that they're the eighth generation. But we enjoy what we're doing. Obviously, you can't do a show of this size and scale without a good crew.
No, well...
And I got one of the best.
Well, talking about size and scale, can you tell us what we'll be expecting tonight and how many fireworks does your team actually have to light up tonight?
Yeah, look, there's six barges, three in the City Reach, three in the South Bank Reach, lots of bridge and the Goodwill Bridge, and you're up to 10 city rooftops.
Yeah.
So it's in excess of 5,000 aerial fireworks, 25,000 ground-based effects.
And is that you just running around like a headless chook just with your lighter, letting them all...
No, that would have been about 30 years ago.
How many people in your crew?
28 in total, and there'll be 18 computers that will synchronise the fireworks to the music soundtrack.
Yeah, so on that note, because of there's timings involved with the music, how long does it take you to prepare or choreograph a show like River Fire tonight?
Yeah, it's probably 6 months in the planning. It's about 3 weeks of choreography and design, and then 2 months in the factory preparing all the fireworks in preparation for the event.
Wow.
We then load up three shipping containers and three trucks to bring up all the equipment, and there's over 7,000 individual queues that go into the display. So the computers will all shoot that. It's all time coded, so everything should be spot on.
It all sounds very easy.
I wish.
Hey, Fortunato, what's your favourite firework?
Yeah, look, I get that asked a lot.
You should know the answer.
I should know the answer, but I keep coming up with a new one each time. Probably the long-lasting effects, such as a gold brocade.
Are they the ones that glitter down?
Sarah,
I said that. Is that the one that glitters down from the sky?
That's correct.
Oh, you and I, we're like birds of a firework feather, aren't we?
But in saying that, the old toilet sparkle and get a buzz out of it.
Yeah.
Fortunato, my husband pretty much wants to be you. Now, he's a firefighter, but you know that firemen are essentially pyros. And how did you get into, like, I know it's been in your family, but can a firefighter become a pyrotechnician? Can my husband get a job with you is what I'm asking.
Well, absolutely. One of the operators tonight or one of the crew is a firefighter.
Yes.
And he's firing one of the barges, so it is possible.
Get a Carla on a barge next year.
I'll email you later. He's pretty good.
All right, where will you be watching it from tonight?
Tonight I'll be in the control room, which is down near Kangaroo Point.
And, yeah, you got room for two more?
Sorry?
You got room for two more?
Got room for about four.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we'll bring the kids.
And Lisa's husband. Give him
Thank
a job interview.
Thank you so much. You've been a delight. Good luck for tonight. We cannot wait
we
to see the show.
We wish you good fortune, Fortunato.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Those two girls
on Hit 105. Hey, guys, massive weekend across the nation, Sarah.
Yeah, pretty big.
Across the nation. I mean, we just spoke to the fireworks guru of the world.
Yes, for and River now, Fire tonight.
That's right, River Fire in our fair city. But now we have to turn our attention to AFL, NRL, both codes happening this weekend. I don't know why I'm sounding like...
I know, I'm like, do we have to turn our attention to it? Well, you and I don't really know what we're talking about.
No, we don't know what we're talking about at all,
So top line, what I know is that the AFL kicks off today at some like absurdly early hour before the actual game
starts.
It's like
2 p.m., I think.
And that's Adelaide Crows versus the Richmond Tigers,
yes.
And they're the underdog.
And that's then, a Melbourne team.
Yes. And then tomorrow, NRL, we've got the Melbourne Storm playing the North Queensland Cowboys in Sydney, which makes no sense whatsoever.
So I know that as well, but as a whole, Sarah, we're really not very well versed.
Are you playing dumb? Like, you are married to a bloke who played pretty top level football. Like, he was a wallop kangaroo, wasn't he?
I'm not sure. He was a marsupial of some kind, Sarah. But this is the thing. I know that I should know more about footy, but I don't because I didn't marry him for that. I didn't really care. Is a problem now.
His
that
best
I'm
catch
on.
Was you, Lise. His best
absolutely.
Catch was you.
I mean, you know. So this is what I'm thinking, right? We are going to be in social situations over the course of this weekend where we're going to have to fake it till we make it with this footy palaver.
We
okay?
need to practice.
We need to practice. So 131060, Brizzy, can we fake it till you make it? We want you to call us, pretend we're at a pub, pretend we're at the Storybridge Hotel.
And we're just two single ladies out and about watching the footy.
And call us and see if we can maintain a conversation about the football with you. Either code, test us.
Can we do it?
Can we do it? Can we fake it till we make it? Or is it Mission Impossible? 131060, guys. Come on, we're ready for it.
Forward!
Those two girls on Hit 105.
It's a big weekend in sport this weekend. Lise and I do know that there are two big code matches happening. Today we've got the...
NRL, Sarah.
No, AFL.
Crows v Tigers.
And then tomorrow it's the Storm versus the Cowboys. And we just thought...
That's where it stops. That's where our knowledge ends, which is unfortunate for us and brings great shame upon our families.
So on 131060 Brisbane, we're asking you to put us to the test. Can we fake it till we make it and faff our way through
any given conversation
about
footy?
Yes.
So let's just pretend we're at the Caco.
Yeah, well, that's where we met our husbands, isn't it?
So it is. Here we are. We're on Caxton Street.
I've got a shandy.
A shandy? You bring shame on me again. Okay, here we go. Let's take a...
Oh, there's okay, JT.
He's hanging with us. All right, let's do this. We have Ben from Norman Park, who apparently reckons that we don't stand a chance. All right, Ben, are
all
you
right,
there?
Ben.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. Sidle on up.
Sidle on up to us at the Caco.
I'm very sidled.
You're only human.
All right. G'day, Ben. What can we do for you? You watching the match?
It's what I can do for you, ladies.
Okay.
And that is...
Who are you gunning for, Ben?
Gunning for, as in going for?
Yes.
Or trying to get...
I just thought that sounded good.
Gunning for, no one in this weekend. No one.
All right. Come on, Ben. Pick it up.
All right. I'm definitely not going to Melbourne.
Well, there you go. Okay. So you're
on,
going to the Crows
AFL or...
and the Cowboys.
Yep.
No, okay. I'm talking the rugby league.
Oh, rugby league. All right.
Okay.
So we've got the rugby league. It's on the big screen at the Caco. We're just sitting back and I'm going to kick it off. Okay, here we go.
So we probably can't hear each other because it's at the Caco and it's pretty loud.
Okay. All right. Let's yell it. Oh, what's Alfie Langer doing on the field again? Is he even in this team?
He's the water guy, Sarah. No, look, Craig Bellamy's got this. He's got this, I think. He's got a decent strategy for the Storm. I mean, they're the favourites, Sarah.
Yes. Isn't Cameron Smith good? He won a medal.
No, Cameron Smith is overrated.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, what about Dustin Martin? No,
it's Aston Martin.
A great AFL player, yeah.
Yes, great. That happened. That's happening today. What about... So what are we thinking of Greeny's squad?
Greeny's squad's pretty tight.
Yep. Will the team really feel the absence of JT?
No, I don't think so.
What about Michael Morgan?
If Michael Morgan's not there, then they've got no chance.
Right, that's what I thought too. Yep.
What did you base that presumption
on? I just thought I don't want to see any big tackles on the field.
You know who I'm looking forward to seeing play?
What?
Macklemore.
He's a noted defender, Macklemore.
I've heard he's excellent with the high tackles, although a high tackle, I believe, is a bad thing.
He's pretty high. I think he tackles that well.
I think you'd yellow card him and send him to the sin bin.
That's soccer, Sarah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Whoops. All right, Ben, you've been great. I think we've got Brad from Clayfield. Have we got Brad? No,
we don't have
Brad. Brad's given up.
I think you guys just know too much.
No one can stump us.
I think we're just sin binning ourselves. That was dismal.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Here we go.
Morning, Brizzy. Hope you're getting all your river fire plans locked away for tonight. It's going to be a big one.
Beautiful day. Love it. Exciting. You know what else is exciting?
Yeah, no.
The new challenge we've set ourselves.
Yes,
Sarah,
that is exciting.
The program. Okay, so Sarah and I have set ourselves this thing, right, where we've decided to rewrite the song lyrics to very popular TV shows.
Like last week we did Sex in the City.
Nailed it.
This week we were looking for music that everyone knows. So we're like, right, what about X-Files?
Yes.
But then Lise and I never watched that show.
I watched it, Sarah.
Oh, did you? It was just me who didn't watch it.
You weren't allowed to, apparently.
Mum wouldn't let me.
Weren't we like 17 when that song came?
Well, I was probably about 24 and Mum still wouldn't let me. We've got that kind of a relationship.
So the concept being that song didn't have any words to it, did it? It had that spooky little tune and we've just decided to make the words up based on what we remember the show to be about.
Let's tell the story of the show based on its theme music.
Take it away.
Fox, Mulder and Scully, played by Dave Duchovny.
And Gillian Anderson.
What exactly were their jobs?
I'm not really sure, Sarah, at all.
Mum didn't let me watch.
I think there were lots of aliens and stuff.
And FBI agents.
None of it made much sense to me.
But it had a cult following.
Then I think they got it on together.
Then Scully got taken by a UFO.
I think that's about it.
That was the end of the story. X-Files.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
There's something special happening at River Fire tonight, and that is we've got the Boeing Growler aircraft happening tonight. Now, they look just like a Super Hornet, but they're different. They only arrived in Australia this year, and they provide jamming and electronic protection.
What does that mean?
Basically, it means they have a cloak of protection when they're going about their war zone business, and they can't be detected by our forces can't be detected, and they can do what
they're
they've
like
got to do.
They're like invisible, essentially.
Gee, Sarah, basically. I don't know why we got this expert on today.
Yes.
You know everything about
it. I know. Well,
can I just talk to the real guy?
Yes, but I've got to say quickly, what in flying a growler, it's completely different to what a normal pilot does. Now you can intro.
I know. Well, I'm going to talk to the real pilot. His name is Stephen Hall. He will be flying one of the growlers today. He's from the Royal Australian Air Force. Stephen, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now,
Were
Sarah's facts okay? Or can you shut her up with some better ones?
Sarah's facts were fantastic. So,
Thank you, Stephen.
We're extremely similar. You're welcome. Extremely similar to a Super Hornet. We're a full two-person crew all the time. And as you said, just an extra suite of sensors and jammers to help detect and deceive any radar.
You'll be jamming tonight, won't you?
Well, we'd love to be. No, we're just going to be enjoying the sights, as I'm sure everyone else will be.
Stephen, big question that I'd love to know the answer to. How on earth did you get the winning ticket to be one of these pilots? Because is it just like a lucky draw?
Yeah, just like who gets the short straw out there at Amberley or like who wins?
I think so. It's a good deal, that's for sure. I think I'm going to be in the debt of the boss for a little while after this.
Yes.
It certainly is great fun and a great experience.
So we read a fact that the growlers can go at speeds of, is it 1,900 k's an hour or
that
higher?
That would be pretty close, yeah. So, it is capable of nearly Mark II.
What's that?
This evening, so about twice the speed of sound.
Yeah, I thought that was the Gillette shavers that Dane buys.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I know Mark
II is. I could have really used you on my road trip to Dubbo. If I could have just had a growler, just drop us off, bring it home, easy.
Stephen, what does it feel like to go that fast?
Well, I can't tell you because we've never gotten that fast, but the speeds we get up to around the city, around up to 500 knots, that feels amazing, and especially at low level. It looks great, and I know from hearing from some of the heights so far, it looks great from the ground as well.
So what time will you leave Amberley? Are you leaving Amberley tonight?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. What time will you be at South Bank?
We are going to be back at South Bank at 5:40 this afternoon for our single aircraft display, which is exactly the same as what was done yesterday at the practice.
Yep.
So
and then we're
exciting.
Going to be back. It is exciting. And then we're going to be back overhead at just 7.05, just prior to the fireworks.
But how long does it take you to get from Amberley to South Bank?
We are running about 2 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Stephen, have you ever spewed in the plane? Because I did once in a very small plane. I also wet myself.
God, can you? We're talking to a professional RAF pilot.
I know, Sarah, but I was 10 years old and I was absolutely terrified. So I can't imagine. I mean, Stephen, have you ever been scared in there? Have you ever been sick?
Never been sick. Scared is probably not the right word. I've certainly been alarmed a couple of times. I have been in a plane when people have been sick. Mm. So that in itself is an experience.
Yes. Again, like me on my road trip to Dubbo.
Yeah.
Hey, are you nervous?
Look, yes, it's a big deal. And yesterday, just doing the rehearsal, even that that got the nerves going.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people watching you. Hey, if you had to rename River Fire, what would you call it?
Oh,
we've come up with a couple to kick you off, Stephen. Yeah. We were just talking about this. Sarah, yours.
How about Brown Spark?
That's interesting. Like yeah, for the river. Yeah,
the river.
I understand.
I've got bull shark explosions.
Well, that's definitely better than brown.
it's got a nice ring to it.
Isn't anything. Well, look, good luck tonight, Stephen. We'll be listening to you on the radio, I suppose, and you'll be counting us in.
Yep.
Thank
sounds
you.
Good.
Yeah, we're really excited. Can't wait to be there.
Okay.
Thanks for chatting to
us. Have fun.
Thank you.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Thanks to Best Wilson Buckley Family Law, bwbfamilylaw.com.au.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
It's Lisa and Sarah's Legal Eagle.
It's our favourite Legal Eagle, Amity Anderson from BWB Family Law. Amity, what do you do if your spouse suddenly up and leaves you? Again, I know a friend of a friend of a friend who from one day to the next, he left. I don't know what happened, but he just left and she was left with children and did not know what was going on. So what happens in those situations?
Don't react emotionally. As difficult as that is and as easy it is for me to say that, it's important to just keep things contained. Don't send the abusive text messages or emails. Don't go and spend all the money in the bank account. Get good people around you, whether that's a good support network, including a lawyer, your friends, people who are sensible. Yeah. Check bank account balances to make sure everything hasn't been wiped out.
So do you take some aside for yourself?
Provided that it's just a normal joint bank account, by all means, get yourself some money set aside just so that you can reaccommodate yourself if that's an issue as well. And just, you know, someone to talk to who's sensible and
that
rational.
Whole point about being rational and not emotional. You've really got to have your head screwed on and your wits about you to not let emotions take over in those situations.
Absolutely, because it can really get out of hand and we see it all the time. It can negatively impact every aspect of, you know, trying to get you out of this awful situation to start with.
Okay, well, that's depressing. But you're not, Amity Anderson. That's why we love you and BWB Family Law.
She's got the goods.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
When I got back from our family road trip, there was a bank of mail in the letterbox. And one of them was a beautiful handwritten card from our neighbour. Now, our neighbour, the girls had thrown their ball into her backyard. She threw it back. And so I asked my girls to write a note to her and they did. Anyway.
To say thank you.
To say thank you for throwing it back. And there was a beautiful card with a cat on it, with a little note from her saying how much she enjoyed their letter. And here was a photo of her cat. And it was just, it was beautiful, right? But then we were chatting and you've got a different story.
Well, I think you're in the minority there because a lot of notes I feel that are left from neighbours in letterboxes aren't always that pleasant. In fact, the other day on Facebook, one of my girlfriends posted this saying that she'd received an anonymous note from one of her neighbours, right? This is what it read. Hi there, just letting you know your dog barked nonstop for an hour or more this afternoon. It's not the first time. Could you please be aware of this now that we have let you know? Thank you, your neighbours. Doesn't say who they are.
Mm.
I mean, she found it to be offensive that it was anonymous. Like, just if you have a problem, if the dog's barked or whatever,
yeah,
just own up, right? Yeah. So 131060 Has your neighbour ever left you a note? Good or bad? We have the example here this morning. Sarah got a good one. My girlfriend got a bad one.
Got a narky one.
I'm curious. I love these stories.
Me too. Me too.
13, 10, 60, guys. What little notes have your neighbours left for you?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yeah, we're talking notes from neighbours. After I got home from our family holiday and found a beautiful handwritten card with a photo of my neighbour's cat in it.
And I told her that she was in the minority because a lot of neighbours can be rather passive aggressive and leave anonymous notes about barking dogs, which happened to one of my girlfriends. So, there it is.
Everybody needs
passive aggressive neighbours.
Yes, they do.
No, we don't. Hey, so we put it to the people, 13, 10, 60. What note has your neighbour left you? Hey, Savannah from Dakabin, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good. What note did you get?
I didn't get a note, but I live in a little unit complex in Dakabin and there's a note wall on my mailbox. Like it's on a communal communal mailbox.
Note board, yeah.
Yeah, and there's like aggressive notes to each other on by different neighbours complaining about some neighbours getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning and getting up, going to work, moving their cars around, and it's disturbing their peace of sleep because they've just gotten home from night shifts. And
so it's like, can you not get up so early in the morning kind of a note?
Yeah.
What do you write back to that? Just let me live my life.
Let me live my life. Oh, gosh.
Well, the note back, I think the note back says something along the lines of, well, we're all people. We all have lives. I think you need to get one.
Oh, my God. I need to see this board. This is everything. Claire from Maruka. Do you have a good neighbour or a neighbour that writes passive-aggressive notes?
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. So what happened was a friend of mine, they actually lived opposite to an apartment block and they got so sick of this guy, he got naked with the window wide open.
What was he doing?
He was showering naked and they could just see him in the window all the time because he was facing their house.
Oh, no one needs to see that.
They got so fed up of it. Yeah, they got so fed up of it because it wasn't quite attractive. He was quite hairy. So what they did was they took a photo of him and decided to post it in his letterbox and tell him, buy some bloody blinds. And he did. So there you go.
That's a harsh way to find out.
I mean, look, I shower naked. Showering naked is normal.
Well,
but
you have to shower
exposing
naked.
Exposing yourself.
Yes, I'd be worried if she wasn't showering naked,
yeah, I know,
Claire.
Right?
I mean, if it was The Rock, your neighbour, you wouldn't request blinds for that, I don't think. Hey, Samuel from Moray Field, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, great. Good. What note did you get, Sam?
I'm a really good guitar player. This is probably about a year ago. Yeah. And that's I used to play my guitar of a night time. And, I woke up one morning to a note stuffed into my fly screen saying, I love your guitar work. Very beautiful, but please keep in mind you're singing.
It's like an episode of The Voice. Like you're getting judged. What were you singing? What do you play?
Just a bit of country, a bit of Keith Urban.
Sing for us now,
can you
Sam.
Sing
us
Body Like a Back Road? Because you know that's our favourite.
Yeah, I actually can play that.
Go on then.
Just sing
it for us. We'll tell you.
I'm at work at the moment.
Oh, well, you're calling the radio station,
yeah, Sam.
You're
not
give
that productive.
I know.
Back a back row, driving
run with my eyes closed.
Yes. I would write a note.
Four words to that song, but I can play it.
I rate it. I reckon you keep doing what you're doing, Samuel from Moray Field. I'm loving it.
I'll ring up one weekend when I've got a Saturday off and
yes,
I'll play it for his life.
Yes, please.
Done. We'll keep your number, Sam.
All right, awesome. Done deal. As long as you bring the coffees and shout the breakfast.
Righto.
We're in.
Okay.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, it's that time of the show that I think it's my favourite, where we can all get a little bit of annoying things off our chest, don't we? That didn't even make sense. It wasn't even good English, right? Okay, so let me start again.
13, 10, 60 is the starting point, Sarah.
Thank
Wills,
you.
Where we want to call people to call us with the things that have given them the irrits
yes,
during the week.
So we're not talking about the big things. We're not talking about what the government's doing or how bad the motorways are or rah, rah,
well,
rah.
Well, here are some of our favourites.
Triggered. When my mum sings over the top of me and the lyrics aren't correct.
Triggered. When you're on the way to work early in the morning, an old mate in front of you has the boat loaded up, ready to go out for the day.
Triggered.
Or when you step in a puddle of water and you're wearing socks.
Oh. Triggered. That one gets me every time every because time. It's so true. I have one from my camping trip.
Please
that we've
go,
just come
go
back
right
from.
Ahead.
Thank you. So we have a little, in our caravan, there's an oven, right? So yep. I bought an oven tray and I was trying to be organised. I thought I'm going to need to make some hot chips at some point. Bought a regular oven tray from Kmart, went to roast my oven chips. Oven tray doesn't fit into the caravan Freaking oven. Good. Nothing. What did I? What did I have to do, Sarah? I had
you
to put
just,
it on some foil.
No,
and then when I got
to
get it out, everything fell to the ground.
You just had to go and buy fish and chips. Okay, that would have solved that.
What's
now
yours?
I've got one. So you know when you're with a group of people and there's a fly, but the fly only wants you.
Yes.
Triggered.
Yes.
And then you get that kind of paranoia.
You know what they say?
It? Do I? What? No flies on me? What?
No, I don't know what they say.
All right, 131060 Brisbane, what's triggered you?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yeah, let's...
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Just going to go straight into it.
Stop throwing triggered. Paper at me, Lise. I'm sorry, I was just excited. I wanted to say let's get this show finished with a bang with triggered.
Yes, well, we're taking calls. Joshua from Labrador, what's triggered you?
Hey, girls.
How are you?
My trigger is when you go to Woolworths and go to get one of the shopping baskets and two of them stick together and you cannot pull them apart.
Triggered.
Yes, and then you're just shaking.
That is the best.
Like you're having a fit trying to get them apart.
That is a brilliant trigger, Joshua. You are totally all over this. That happens to me all the time. I loathe it. Jacob from Lutwich. What's triggered you?
Hey, girls. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
When you go to McDonald's for your morning coffee purely so you can get the Monopoly ticket, then your coffee cup comes and there's no Monopoly tickets on it.
Triggered.
Oh, it hurts, Jacob, it hurts.
Do the coffees have the tickets on them, though? I thought it was just, you know, your standard McDonald's fare that had them.
No, it says it's supposed to. On the menu board, they've actually got, like, how many tickets over each item you're supposed to get.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Liz, I don't think you should mess with Jacob. He clearly knows, he's a man who knows what's on the McDonald's menu. Okay? All right. Brock from The Gap, what's triggered you?
Hey, girls.
Hey.
What triggers me is when your partner tells you that he doesn't have to go to work, but he still goes to work anyway.
He's a He's a workaholic.
So Brock. What are you doing now, Brock? Calling us.
Pardon?
What are you doing now? Did you have plans?
I'm home.
Oh, wind.
We've lost Brock.
We've lost Brock to the wind.
Vicky from Alderley, round us out. What's triggered you?
I wake up early, but in the block of units I live in, someone starts vacuuming their car at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Oh, triggered.
You should write a note asleep? About that.
What if I was asleep? Yeah, I could do one of those nights.
Why would anybody do that? You know what gets me, Vicky? When people start up their leaf blowers at 5 p.m. on a Sunday, happy hour.
Exactly.
Annoying.
You've had all weekend.
You've had all weekend and now you're disrupting my peace and quiet and my G&T. Jess from Morayfield, what's got you triggered?
Oh, my God. So mine is, you know, with your laundry pad and stuff like that, how they have that embossed pattern where you're meant to pull, like, a tab and it's meant to just rip off perfectly to
yes.
open up the lid?
Yes.
It never works.
Triggered.
Yes, and then you end up with a mangled container of laundry powder.
Oh, the perforated
yes.
bit.
You know, like when it's a, you know, Lise, when it's a box and you've got to rip the whole
yes,
line
I
off.
Do.
I'm with you there, Jess. And then you're like digging your finger in and it's got laundry powder on it and it's just all mangled. It's a car wreck of washing powder. Hey,
all right, time to give out the prize, Sarah.
You know what, Jess, if you're staying in and doing laundry, we're gonna set you up with a pamper pack from the Cancer Council. So
there you go, Jess. Our winner from Morayfield. We've got lots of callers from Morayfield.
I know.
All right, Sarah, it is a massive weekend. What are you doing tonight? Are you viewing the river
I'm still hashing out plans, but okay. I will be somewhere watching the fireworks. It could be on my couch. It could be out and about. Life's a mystery.
It's going to be like, where's Wally? People are going to be out.
Where's Wilsey?
Trying to find her. and the footy, who are you barracking for?
Cowboys.
You just made that up.
Well, I like Jonathan Thurston's laugh. So.
And then Monday is the final day of us full-time parenting.
Yes, that is back to school Tuesday.
Back to school with those kiddies. Yes. All right, guys.
Have a cracking long weekend. Enjoy. We'll be back next Saturday.
Ciao, ciao.
Those two girls on Hit 105.